Hello, Inner Sight.
Blog Talk
Thank
Radio.
You. Hello, Inner Sight. Welcome this evening. Frank, actually, is with Olga Murray, the Islip Town official. She's a town clerk there. And they are helping, Frank is helping her with her, I would say, re-election campaign right now. They're taking pictures with Sarabelle, the, you know, his guide dog and stuff like that. So she's done a lot of favors for us. So, you know, I believe in one thing and he does also. One hand washes the other. So that being said, I am doing today's show. So sort of was hoping if, this was sort of a last minute thing. He just said, you're doing the show. So anyway, it's okay. I don't mind doing the show because I love Inner Sight. Anyway, so let me tell you what the show is about. Don't take our benefits away. And it's very important to me because I'll tell you what has really been draining my benefits is Social Security is taking about $350 back from my benefits every single month. Now, that is ludicrous, isn't it? They're taking money that they had given me back. Now, you wonder why. Why are they doing that? If you're disabled, you should be getting benefits. Simply. Because not only that, you know, you have a higher amount of, you know, need. And people don't realize that and how much of a need you really do have and how much of, you know, an actual, service that you need from the community, you know, more than anybody else needs. And it's really, you know, been very a hardship, you know, I would say, for myself, my family, and even, you know, paying rent makes it is harder and paying bills is harder just because, you know, they're taking back money that I feel, you know, and a lot of people do feel similarly when they get, you know, their benefits taken back. And I'll give you another example. When you're in a nursing home, okay, and you give your information to, you know, the social worker, right? And you never expect this. And I'll tell you, this is what happened to my mom. You never expect to just only get $50. $50. Nothing. Okay, now let me tell you what that $50 means. She's only getting $50 a month out of her total disability amount. She's only getting $50 to her. Everything else goes to the nursing home, which I find another horrible thing. You know, I really feel that they should not be taking our disability amount. Not only are they taking disability amounts, they're taking people's pensions. People who worked really hard, you know, really hard all their lives. And I just can't fathom why they would do such a thing. Now, I see Marian Maureen in, you know, queue, and I'd like to get her feeling about it. And I also see Anthony. Anthony would love to actually host with me, so I'm going to actually bring him in to co-host with me because I know this is a last-minute thing, but I'm going to get him in here, okay, to co-host with me. Okay, Anthony, come on down. You're the next contestant to co-host with me. Hey, Anthony.
Thank you, Suzanne. Hi, how are you?
Hi, and we're going to bring Mary and Maureen in. The reason is because they're experiencing this right now with, you know, Mary's actual pension, and I'm really disgusted about hearing about that, honestly. Yeah, okay,
so
Mary, Maureen, welcome. If I can get them in, hold
Suzanne,
on, here
hi,
they are.
Hi, how you doing?
So tell
okay,
me,
I'm getting changed.
It's okay. You could tell me exactly what happened. What happened with Mom's pension?
Yeah, they get it. You know, they get their Social Security check each
month. Oh, I find it disgusting, honestly.
I know, she worked hard for that pension, you know. She should be able
to. Of course she did.
We actually got to keep July. They let us keep because she was switching nursing homes. Remember, there was all that drama going on with the different.
Yeah,
yeah. But she actually got to keep the $485. And what a difference it's been making. I mean, I don't feel.
Yes, it made a difference, probably.
Yeah.
A big difference.
I mean, she really. Yeah, and she got the $50 from this month's, you know, Social Security. So that's over $500. So we're really not being strapped down this month. She can get her food from the cafe that she enjoys and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
but,
she gets to eat properly, finally, you know, a little bit, you know?
Right. Right. I mean, yesterday I had to go to Walgreens and get her stuff, some of her stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. If I had known that was the price, I wouldn't have. $3.29 for a little package of Emmy boards for her.
So, oh, geez, that's a lot.
And I got her new nail clippers because she had her own, and I don't know what happened to them. So that was another $3. So the $50, you know, adds up in the gold center.
Yeah.
No, I got a couple other things. So, you know, it's really disgusting that they only get to keep $50. I mean, that goes nowhere anymore, $50. It really doesn't.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. They told me at the nursing home now, I don't know if they told you this, to bring a receipt to them, and then they will reimburse you. Now, I feel that to be really very demeaning. In a sense that they're going to reimburse you your own money, you know.
They're going to reimburse for what? If you buy stuff, you mean? They'll reimburse?
Yeah, they'll reimburse you your own money. But I find that to be really, really, really
why don't they just
funny,
give it to you
in a sense.
Then
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, and
you
then
shouldn't
this
be taking
is, this
it.
Is another thing. It's really hard for me to get her down because the halls here are very narrow. They're not like in the other place. They were very wide. And there's always people in the aisle or carts or nurses' things or the food thing in the afternoon. That's very hard for me to wheel her around, right? Now, this is some money, mind you, right? We have to go down every day and get a $50 at the most each day. And because she has to sign for it. That's why I have. It's her money, for God's sake. Why can't she get whatever amount she wants? Because I said, can't we get 100 one day, then I don't have to wheel her, you know, since it's so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can only get 50. It's her money. It's her own money.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
You know what it is? They're hoping that you would forget about it and they'll keep the rest of it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, that ain't going to be happening.
But then I'm jaded in my opinion. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's such a shame because tonight, yesterday, the cafe had tater tots. I haven't had them in a long time. She really enjoyed them. So I said, why don't they have them for the residents? You know, they're soft and they're nice. So, I mean, instead of like mashed potatoes every night of your life.
Yeah.
She really enjoyed it. Today she likes the sweet potato fries. But I have to pay for that.
Oh, she must have enjoyed that.
Yeah. I mean, all she gets is damn mashed potatoes most of the time.
It's true, though. It's horrible to get the same thing over and over and over variety. Yeah.
Right. If she's not on a restricted diet, like, if she's not, she's not on anything restricted. So why can't she be allowed into the cafe to get the food that she enjoys?
Exactly.
You know? Like a prison. This is truly it.
No, the thing
they're shutting down right
too. She's not restricted if she's not this and that and the other thing. What you doing in the nursing home, you know?
I know. Just because she can't walk, that's why we lost, you know, everything, you know? But, I mean, that was, you know, we had a loop, but now I found out a lot of stuff since. So, you know, that's why I'm looking into getting us out, you know? Because at first, when she was on the feeding tube, we would tell her she couldn't go home. Then when the CNA knocked her down in Dry Harbor, then she could go home. Not amazing how
that
works.
Was a good thing.
So, you know, but it's been, you know, trying to get something ever since, you know how that goes, Susan.
I do.
But, I mean, why can't she get something from the cafe sent up? And, But she's not on
right.
it. Why aren't they not allowed into the cafe? If they're not on anything restricted, why can't they get food sent out from the cafe? You know?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. What do you think, Anthony? Do you feel the same way? That they should be, you know, not restricted from anything?
I don't think that they should be restricted at all. But, you know, they don't really care about you when you're in a nursing home. If you don't have family, you eat what everybody else eats. And they also don't have any plans for you to get out of a facility. So, you know, they take all your money and, you know, what's yours becomes theirs. And, you know, your life is basically your life until, you know, you die because...
Which is horrible.
Yeah, as we know, many people just kind of wither away, you know, and they become lonely and depressed, and they get sicker, and they don't get proper care. They get bed sores.
I'm going this weekend. Don't remind me. My mom's there.
Oh,
I am going
boy.
This weekend, and I'm replacing all of her summer clothes with her winter clothes, and I haven't been there in a whole month, and I feel... like horrible, but I haven't been feeling well. And the thing is, do you think they would call me? I called to find out how she was doing. The woman told me she's doing well, but she didn't let me speak with her. I mean, come on. For God's sakes, we're paying you good, but you didn't let me speak with her?
That's
They don't care.
She was like, why are you asking? This is basically the intonation that I Ooh, our illustrious leader is on the phone. He's calling in because he wants to see if I'm doing such a good job. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Here he comes. Hello, our leader. How you doing, Frank?
Oh, I'm not much of a leader, but I snuck in.
I see that you
I got through early with my meeting. And, how's everybody doing?
Everybody's good fun. We've got a sort of a big, sort of like a round table here. We're talking about it.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I got the idea for this show because I realized, as I have for many, many years, that people who are disabled don't get enough money to begin with.
Oh,
no. You know? And then they have all these rules and restrictions and everything else.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna mute you a second so
I'm
you can so you can continue, okay? And then I'll bring you back in, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Good idea. All right. And you know, it's really despicable the way we're treated. You know, today they had a the fourth annual self advocacy meeting at the, where did they have it, at the Ramada Inn, you know?
Yes.
And I was thinking, okay, you know, you're gonna advocate for yourself, you want to learn how to do it, you know, you want to stick up for yourself, you know. But where's the enforcement? What are we doing? I mean, you know, a person advocating. How do you advocate? How do you get what you need if there's no enforcement? You know? It's like it's the same principle that works throughout the whole system. How can you get a job and make money? And I'm talking about some good money, not pennies in a damn sheltered workshop. How can you get a job and make money if you're going to lose your disability, which you have earned?
That's right.
You know, you as a disabled person, we as disabled people have earned that disability, that little check
that
we get. How dare anybody take that money from us. You know, that's the basic things that the politicians should remedy tomorrow. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something. The politician that does it is going to get a hell of a lot of votes from the people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to get votes, pass a law, you know, that no one has the right to touch your disability for as long as you're disabled. That money belongs to us. We suffered for that money. Many of us shed our blood for that money.
That's true.
You know? I was blinded for that money. You know?
I had an illness that they still don't know what it is for that money.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was blinded, and I had no right to sue.
That's right.
You know, because I was sheltered when I was a kid, and nobody ever told me it had to be, statute of limitation and all that.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, it's unbelievable how you have all these stupid programs, you know, that are looking to get money from people that don't have it. You ever notice that? All these programs, Section 8, goes on your income. If you start making money, then you have to start paying more. You know what somebody said to me today? Mr. Kennedy said to me today, who cares about Intersight and who has been helping us, he says, I'm shocked that the government doesn't pay your entire rent. And he's right. They should pay the damn entire rent. You know, especially if you've been denied basic things that you need.
Yeah.
You know.
Look at me.
Should they?
You want to hear
you're
something
multiple
crazy?
Disabled.
Yeah. You want to hear something crazy? Across the street from us, all right, they have the ability to legalize their multiple apartments, meaning you could have multiple apartments in one dwelling. Our house, you can't do that. You can't have multiple apartments in one dwelling. So whatever you have, like a stove or a kitchen, in addition to, like we have to curtail it. We can't have that. We're not allowed to have that. Even though I'm disabled, you're not allowed to have it. Isn't that stupid?
So what if you modify the place?
I'm not allowed. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean? How would it be made legal?
If I get the zoning changed.
The zoning changed?
Yes, for the whole side that we're on. If I get the zoning changed. I don't know how to do it, but...
If you have a house, you're living in a house.
Yes.
What, they don't want you to have a stove?
They don't want us to have the stove. The whole side of the street that we're on is not zoned to have an extra apartment. It's only zoned for a single family house.
Oh, so that's what you have, a single-family house, isn't it?
Yes, but because I have a disability, on my floor we want a kitchen because I can't get up to the second floor. I don't have the ability to do so. So I can't access the kitchen.
Well, you see, you know what's happening here? It's the same old story. The damn agencies and the government should do whatever has to be done to give you and everybody like you accessibility.
That's
the answer. I don't give a damn if it's changing a zone or whatever it is, and pay for it.
Right.
You know, that's what should be done in that situation.
That's right.
You know, because in other words, what you're saying is, if you were able-bodied, you'd be able to. You'd have a different situation, wouldn't you?
I could climb up the stairs and go into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So because you're disabled, they're saying that you're doing something illegal. Is that what?
Yes. If I were to make
the
kitchen down on my level, yes.
Well, that's an example of what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The money is there.
Yes, it is.
Who would say?
The money
is
there,
utilized?
And I could get Section 8 housing if this apartment is converted to a legal dwelling. Yes, I could get full Section 8 housing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yet,
they don't allow them to get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's another situation where the government and the agencies aren't doing what they should be doing. The government doesn't have to pay for the whole thing. If the agencies would raise half the money to do it, you know, it comes under housing.
Mm-hmm.
If you had your money for your housing in an account, let's say, $20,000 for the year, you would be able to fix that situation, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You could probably get.
I don't want to get like, you know, my mother-in-law or my husband's, you know, husband, you know, who will eventually, you know, inherit this to get, you know, fined. Because I heard that it's like $10,000 or something like that. It's a lot of money.
Well, they shouldn't get a fine. How backward the system is?
Yeah.
They're gonna take money from people that don't have it because you're disabled,
right.
And the damn agencies and the government won't pitch in to fix it.
That's right.
There's the whole situation.
Yeah.
That's the system.
Yeah.
It's the same damn system.
When I was sick.
At work.
Right? When I was sick. And I remember when I burnt my face and all of that, da-da-da-da. Well, the fire department came in, and they almost gave us a fine. We had to take out the stove. We had to take out a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. Just because of that, and the refrigerator, da 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 da. Then the inspector came and looked at the house and said, "Don't you dare put it back in, otherwise, you know, at any given point we could come and take a look." And I wouldn't do it because it's a lot of money. And she told her the amount of money it was. And we said,
"Why are you supposed to?" If you don't have a stove, how are you supposed to cook food?
We order.
Ah, come on. That's ridiculous.
We order.
Yeah. Yeah, which means it's a lot more money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you wonder
why. All because you can't get into the kitchen.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the issue?
One of the things, yeah. But we have a small little one of those countertop ones. We're not even allowed to have that. Yeah.
The whole thing is stupid and ridiculous.
Isn't it stupid? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The agency should be saying, "Look, we're going to help do this because she's disabled."
Yeah.
You know? We're going to raise the money. We're going to legalize whatever has to be done.
That's right. Yeah. And to make it even, why don't they match it for the same... The whole street should be done that way. The whole street. You know?
Well, that's another thing. I don't know about the whole street.
I'm saying wherever you need it for a person who needs accessibility, it should be done.
Well, the whole
that
street
way.
should every house should be accessible, yeah.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
That I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? The money should be raised for that. Yes, every place should be accessible.
Yes.
For anyone who goes in there, whether they're disabled or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the same old damn thing. The way the system works. You know, they take all your damn money. I mean, well, let's let's recognize a couple of people, and then we'll come back and talk about this. You know, leave our disability money alone. It belongs to us.
It does. You know?
Inner Sight around the world, BigEastAkitaRescue.org, 609-388-7004. And you can adopt an Akita and save a dog's life. Makes a great service dog, just a pet dog. Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Nobody stops on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. 631-484-3085. And as we announced last night, we're looking for people that may have costumes for children who are in shelters with their parents. You know, and I want to have a little Halloween fun. So anybody out there who would like to contribute to that, go to the Long Island Connection. I believe they have a website, Long Island Connection. And, check out the website, and you can make a donation or find out where you can bring the costume and so on and so forth. All right. I had the head of that on the show a while back. This guy Bobby and his wife Terry.
I remember them.
Bobby and Terry, you remember them, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Terry wasn't on the program, but Bobby was.
But Bobby was, yeah. I remember them.
So that's the Long Island Connection trying to make a difference for people who have to be in shelters and all that. All right, Inner Sight around the world, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And there you can get information on meetings, referrals, agencies, what they're supposed to do, what they don't do. And, any kind of legislation you want to know about. 631-880-7929. On SILO. Check them out. All the beautiful children of the world. Go an extra mile for a child. And remember Corey and Avante and all the children who certainly need more protection and help. And I'm very happy that Trump intervened in his way and stop that fighting over in Syria, because I can't help but think how many children are going to suffer because of that.
Oh, yeah. My family.
A lot of people criticize Trump, or he stopped. He got a ceasefire, and he did it without spending one American life, to my knowledge. He moved them out of there and out of harm's way. And I like what he said to the Turkish president, you know. Don't be a tough guy and a fool. I like
that.
It's true,
though.
I'm going to use that. I say that to the agency. Don't be a tough guy
and a fool.
You know, do more. Start doing things to help disabled people, you know. So,
I just remembered
to
text my aide. She has, the costumes. She has a young kid, so I want to see if she has costumes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
forgot last night.
All right. Costumes.
Yeah.
Halloween coming up.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah. So there you have our president. People criticize him and everything, and. Everybody has their faults. Everybody has something. But I think he's doing, all in all, a pretty good job. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Brought to you by Touro Law Center. 631-761-7000. And you can check out Good Mojo Princes.
She does. She does have. Okay, great.
Well, but doesn't she need it for the boy?
No, no. He outgrew him.
Oh, all right. Does she want to donate him?
Yeah. I'm going to tell her.
All right. So we'll have to, when I talk to Darlene, the lady who we're trying to help now, who her dad is a 91-year-old veteran, and she's afraid they're going to separate them, and we've intervened, and we've been assured that they're not going to be separated.
Oh, that's great.
By our friends in the social service. So, we'll follow up on that. Yes. Now, where was I? Oh, Good Mojo Printers. I think I gave this. 666-1010 631 suttoninsurance.com. And James Bahamundi, a civil rights lawyer, if you need that, 516-783-9662. Those are some of the people that helping us out. Again, I want to thank Mr. Kennedy for his $60 donation paying for the website this month and the radio show. And thank you so much, Anthony Kennedy Realty. You dial them at 631-888-1186. And Mr. Kennedy is very interested in finding ways to fundraise for Inner Sight. So we're going to get together on that as soon as this election is over.
Mm-hmm.
Olga, well, I was with Olga Murray tonight and a couple of reporters, and we are working to get her reelected. Great, great lady.
Awesome. She is a great.
And we're going to try to get a story of how she loves rescues, and my dog's a rescue, so we're going to see if we can
get
some.
Not only does she love rescues, she loves to, she's inspired by the fight that we go through, and she helps us. She helps us tremendously.
Yeah.
And
I
admire her. I really do. She's really a good person.
And she put her name on rights for people who have to deal with guide dog schools.
Yes, she did.
And she had a call with Senator Boyle about it. So
yes, she did.
That helps to know that she supports it and the fellow Republicans. And, of course, they're going to listen to each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. And in that connection, a week from today, the article is supposed to come out in the local news.
Oh, it is?
Keep you posted on that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We'll let you know about that. Yes, and Anthony Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And again, we thank him for his donation. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Able News. How about the Able News?
Yes, 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 Able News. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. And back to you, Frank.
All right, and don't forget to sign the petition, change.org. We need names on that nursing home petition.
Yes, big time.
You know, the other one, too,
but
mostly.
Get names.
Oh, We're going to do it. The nursing home.
Yes, we are.
Petition. And, you know, we urge the President of the United States, Mr. Trump, to step up and use his business powers as he's doing with these countries. Use them to help disabled people and therefore reducing the deficit and the taxes, and help disabled people to go to work and not have to worry. Oh, they're gonna cut my check. You know, that's got to be one of the biggest things on the mind of somebody who gets disability, and a lot of the reasons why they don't want to work.
Yeah.
You know? That disability should be untouched. And then let the disabled person, you know, also you need to legislate enforcement to make places thoroughly accessible. And let the agencies raise half the money and the government put up the other half.
Yeah.
Now, more people working who are disabled, you're going to get your money back.
Oh, yeah.
In taxes. What, there's 70 million disabled in this country, maybe more?
Yeah.
If half
maybe
of those people...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
I said maybe more because of, you know, people who have been injured, you know, during, you know, the war and all of that. So, yeah, I would say maybe more. Yeah.
If half of those people, let's say 35 million, were to get a job, you know, and the law was such that they could keep their disability no matter what they made, now they're paying taxes on both ends, the disability and the job. Now, doesn't that benefit the government?
Yeah.
That's what needs to be done. We have to somehow get through to Mr. Trump and pray to God that he'll look at this as a business venture to help this country, because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about money. We're talking about business. The things that he appreciates, the things that he bases everything else on. You know, when he told that guy, that president in Turkey, you know, don't be a bully. He didn't say bully. A fool and I forget the other term he used. It wasn't bully, but it was similar.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, he also let him know that if he continued in this war situation, that he was going to cut off business to
Turkey, which is great.
And he was going to stop them from dealing with this country, which is a big interruption, a flow
of
food and items and whatever else. And you know, if that guy didn't stop and reconsider and bring about the ceasefire, there would have been turmoil in his country because people would have rebelled.
Yeah.
You know, here's a chance to the United States is going to cut off all these things and we're going to lose our jobs. We need food. We have children. All that. A lot of that comes from the United States. That's why we have troops stationed there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we appeal to the president to adopt this idea, you know, and at the same time create a situation where a disabled person can go in and apply for a job and have an equal chance, because everything is there that you need. It can be done very easily.
Yes.
Not a big complicated thing.
No.
You know? It and it would create jobs too.
Yes,
when
it
you
would.
Have to, you know, when you have to modify a place, you're bringing in construction people, construction jobs. The unions are going to back you all the way.
Yes, they are.
They're going to vote for you. That's what needs to be done, because
yeah.
we have should have the right to keep what little money we get. You know. And live our lives, you know, and be able to get a job.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
I mean, even myself, if I wanted to get a part-time job, let's say, you know,
yeah.
just
yeah.
a regular part-time
job. Yeah, you can't do it.
I can't go into a place and.
Nope.
And get
without
a job.
Having to deal with permission for the blind, forget about it.
Yeah, and that's holy hell. Who wants to deal with that?
I know.
I don't want to deal with that.
I'm dealing with it.
Yeah.
I already called.
You know what they would put you through to get a little job?
I know.
Forget it.
I'm 5 years with it already.
Yeah.
Maybe more now.
You go into a place, you can't read anything in that place.
No.
When you're yeah. blind?
No.
You know, it's just incredible. I mean, you know, if certain people are lucky, you go to a place where a person is an extra good person, and they say, "Oh, look, you know, we're gonna help you get this job. It's worth it to me. I'll give you an assistant." Who can help you? You know? But you don't find that. Well, where are you going to find that? Very rare.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying you're not going to find it, but it's very rare.
Very rare.
It's very rare that people are like that, you know. And you don't want to have to depend on that.
No, you don't.
Believe me. You know. So, oh, by the way, you're going to get the prompts, not me.
Yeah, I know. I'll let you know.
So you got to let me know. All right.
Yeah,
so, you know, we're dealing
right now, by the way.
Yeah. We're dealing with a system that really is archaic and outdated.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. It really is.
Too much so.
You know. And it really needs to be changed. Drastically,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's not only us.
Oh yeah.
That we think of.
I agree.
It's all the people that are coming up who
yeah.
are disabled and who are going to become disabled.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another thing that I was thinking of by stopping that war over there between. Turkey and Syria.
Syria, yeah.
Perhaps Mr. Trump saved a lot of people from being disabled.
Yes, that's true.
You know.
Sadly,
because the more,
true.
yeah, the more disabled people you have, the problem gets bigger.
I know.
See, that's why we say that every place should be accessible.
Yeah.
Because look how much ahead of the game you are if you do it that way. You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about
no.
where you go that you're going to be able to get in. That's the main thing of life, you know. People
yeah.
people don't have to walk around and say and think, oh, am I going to be able to get in here? You know, the average non-disabled person.
Well, I'll tell you, my mom, okay, is part of her side of the family is Lebanese. Now, years ago, they considered Lebanon part of Syria. So, yes, this is kind of a rough, you know, a rough time for them. I mean, just think about if my mom had a deal, well, if they had a deal with all of that, that would have been really horrible. You know, family members and stuff like that having to be relocated and uprooted. And I know the way things are, you know, they wouldn't have, you know, fought or anything. They just would have been, you know, most likely, you know, not treated well, which is horrible.
Well, in the beginning of this conflict, they said 130,000 people were displaced because of this conflict.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
You know, I hope now they can go back to their homes, you know, if they didn't damage too much stuff.
Oh, I hope not.
You know.
I really hope not.
But, it disrupts
everything.
Yeah. You know, that's why President Trump doesn't like to see that. I don't think he likes war.
Well, I don't think anybody likes war, really.
Well, some people do. The people who make ammunition like it.
Well, yeah.
They're making money on it.
Yes, they are. Too much, so.
But, let's see. Tomorrow night, the Follies. All right.
Yes.
Tomorrow night,
the
Follies. Yeah.
We still have two
and
people
let's see.
On our system who we just, both Mary and Maureen and Anthony. So if you want to speak to either, you can.
Oh, does Anthony want, let's take a phone call then. Oh, by the way, 213-816-1650. Got a late start.
Oh, Anthony actually hung up, but Mary and Maureen are still there.
Oh, all right. All right, well, let me do the television.
Okay.
Times. And by the way, I've been told that I'm the longest, Inner Sight is the longest running program on public access on Long Island.
Wow, that's cool.
So that's the official word.
That's cool.
You know, yeah.
That's real cool.
We've been on. We outbeat everybody.
I know.
All right.
Why?
Let's see.
We're persistent. We're not gonna go away.
No, we're not
gonna
go away.
And I'll keep it going. I'm just gonna let you know.
Yeah, we're gonna change this system.
Yes, we are. And even if I can't physically do it, I'm going to hire somebody to do so. No,
well, you better get
can't
some
hire
money
anybody,
first.
I'll do it myself. Yeah, exactly. I better do it myself. Oh, jeez.
Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20, new time. Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20, Inner Sight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock. Wednesday night, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And yes, I want to talk about one of the most horrible things with the money when you're disabled is when you go into a facility, you know, assisted living, nursing home.
Yeah.
They take all your money. And they give you, in New York State, it's like
$50.
$50
all
a
it
month.
Is?
Massachusetts is a little more, big deal.
75.
You know? But, and they take your pension, too.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Now, that's money that people have earned, you know? You know, I'm surprised that the unions don't do something about that.
Yeah, I think we
should really
talk
should.
To them. We should talk to them.
They really should do something.
Something.
They have lawyers.
Yeah, they should.
I mean, they have lobbyists. They ought to pass a law that you can't touch
Take
somebody's
anything.
Pension.
That's right.
You know, you work for that.
Right, and it's not that much.
No, it's not. It's very little. So, you know, the millions of people that are in nursing homes that have to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, and many of them are too ill to really do anything about it. You know, and the families either don't want to do anything about it, or they don't know how to go about it, or, you know, you need a lobby to pass a law and change it. That's really what you need. Because they've legislated all these things to our disadvantage. That's really what has happened here. And you know one thing that bothers me a lot? The agencies have stood by and allowed this to happen. Why didn't they do something about it? They're supposed to help the disabled. Why didn't they do something about it? You know? Crazy. So anyway, we had Maureen on before, right?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me get them on.
All right. Maureen wants to come on again. She's welcome. Inner Sight Live. Around the world.
Okay, hang on. Let me see if I can get them on.
Mother and daughter.
Green isn't responding so easily. Oh, so annoying.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
We know that. No, it's coming up. It's just slow. It's circling. Give me a second, Frank. Oh, so annoying. I hate this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Well, it's not your fault. They don't make the thing turn into a talk.
Yeah, right.
Why isn't it talking? The radio, the blog talks when they
want you to go on and off the air. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi, we're back.
Welcome
on.
Back.
Hello.
Yeah,
thank
guys
you
guys are back on.
Yeah, I was saying earlier when you weren't on, Frank, they let my mom keep the 485 for July.
Yeah.
They let her keep the month. And what a difference. You know, we're not struggling now.
Yeah.
You know, but she should be entitled to keep them. I really feel, you know, strongly about that.
You should
it's
fight it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really, it's not just here. I mean, it's not just this nursing home. It's California. But
I'm wondering if we can fight it, Frank.
Anyone that works would get
it. Legally, they're allowed to do it. You got to fight it in Washington.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to lobby. Did your mom get her Social Security money at all?
She got it. Starting this month, she got it for October, but the other three
got it for October.
And then both of
they owe her for all of the other months, right?
Yeah, they owe her $50 for July, August, and September. Now I bought
that's probably why they let her keep the pension. That's probably
why. Because I bought the pension checks here because they come to my house because there was a mix-up one other time. So I said, have them come to my house and I'll bring them here. Or to whatever nursing home she was in. So they've got their pension check, you know. But they said since she wasn't really on Medicare because of all the switcheroos that month, she got to use that one. But it really makes such a difference. I mean, yesterday I went to the store. I wanted to get her nail clippers because she had her own. I had gotten it. Emery boards. I almost died when I paid $3.29 for Emery boards. Really, people? Emery
boards?
Yeah.
That was expensive.
I mean, the $50 each month would go in no time, you know. You know.
I told you what they told me. Bring the receipt to them, and they'll give me back the money. I said, what?
Yeah,
I don't have the money to begin
money
with. You're gonna give me back the money? How's that? That's mind blowing, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they should just let you have the money and buy your stuff yourself. And I was telling Suzanne and Anthony, too. She, you know, it's $485, but I have to drag my mom. The walls are very small here. They're not like the other place where I could drag her around really easy. they're very small, and there's always people out there and carts and this and that. So it's hard for me to get her around. So I'm told she can only get $50 each time. So we have to make a trip all this. Why can't she? It's her money. Why can't she get whatever amount she wants? Because I said, can't we get 100 one day, since it, you know, would make it easier? Oh, no, you can only get 50.
Oh, God, how stupid.
Not like it's theirs. I mean, it's fine.
Right.
But, no, you can only get it 50 at a time. I mean, I have to bring her down to sign for it. That's why she has to go, you know?
Oh, God.
But, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Can't they come
it's
up to her and have her sign it in her own place?
Are you
in
kidding?
In her own room?
Are you kidding?
What happens if she's, sitting in a bed and she can't come down?
Yeah, if I weren't
really?
Here, they'd have to do something. You know,
that's what they would have to do.
Yeah. If I weren't here, they'd have to do that, you know? So
that's
they'd
right.
have to find someone with me.
They're taking
of course,
advantage
if I weren't,
of you, in a way.
If I weren't here, she wouldn't be getting it.
That's right.
You know? If I weren't here, they'd be keeping it, you know?
That's right. So, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, she was sitting with no pants on again yesterday.
Oh,
okay. Again, the last,
I
want to
put
days
them in no pants. I really do.
Yeah, that's really how they should be. Mhm. Mhm. So I have to see tomorrow if the clothes don't come up again, Frank. I'll let you know, okay?
You should go to the administrator. I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's
around.
What I'm gonna say. I'm gonna
go straight to the administrator.
No, you tell him. Tell him I'm gonna take a picture. Of my mother, with not properly clothed, and I'm going to put it up on YouTube, and I'm going to show the whole world how horrible this nursing home is.
Right.
And
no
I'm
going
to put it on my petition that goes to all the Congress officials.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
No.
Well, we'll make sure she's decent, someone. I'll crop out, and I'll make it, you know, blurry in certain areas so she, you know, she'll be decent, you know.
Yeah.
I will, you know, make her look, you know, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, you put a note up there. We can't show you the actual picture, but you describe, you know.
Right.
This woman has to be without clothing because this place won't do their job. It's horrible.
That's right.
And they take all the money. You know, you got to.
Yeah, I was telling
him. The more we keep doing this, the more we keep presenting this, the more we keep telling people about these facilities, the more we aspire change. People have to realize that. Because right now, my mom sitting there looking like she's sad doesn't say the story. Do you know?
Right. Well,
we need to really tell the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if we have to have the people talk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Well, we do basically
at that point.
Whoever wants to do
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll have Marlene talk. We'll have your mom talk. Mm-hmm. They're alert. 90 seconds, Frank.
Yeah, all right. Listen, Maureen, thank you so much. We're going to sign off with the program, so.
Yes.
Okay.
And Louie, call back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Good night.
All right.
Good night, folks.
Take care. Good night.
Okay.
Good night, Mary.
Take care.
Good night, Mary. Good night. Good night. All right. Frank.
All right. In a sight, I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm sorry for being late. And, you know, the message is
60 seconds, Frank.
Don't interfere with our disability benefits. You know, we've got to get these politicians to do something about it. It has to be legislated and straightened out, and people should be honored. And, you know, let us keep our little disability for as long as we're disabled. I'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and
you're welcome.
Everyone listening around the world in the site. Dedicated to the memory of Joe Arion, phone number 631-224-3090. So, what do we got, a minute?
Less.
All right.
10 seconds.
Be with you tomorrow night with the funnies on Inner Sight around the world. And I'm on the other side of
That's
the
it. You're off.
Line, so I can't hear the prompt. Goodbye, world. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.